The day is young in Amber, Oklahoma, and with school underway, Justin Reed's ag class has already started.
I want kids to really enjoy coming to my classroom.
Reed is a student teacher this year at Amber Pocasset High School, and while he loves what he does, he wasn't always certain ag education was his calling.
Growing up, I always had the dream of becoming a veterinarian. After I see how quickly I grew as a person, that's when the reality set in that I wanted to watch somebody else grow. So from the time I was a freshman, from about Christmas on, I quickly knew that I was going to become an ag ed teacher.
And Reed says he has a strong role model to learn after. Billy Scott has been teaching at Amber Pocasset for 38 years and says teaching in a small town makes it easy for the community to support the program.
We're very fortunate to have a program that's recognized in the community, and they like to see the success of our students in their school, but also as they move forward in their careers.
And one student headed for a successful career is sophomore Jana Bickerstaff.
I wanted to go to OSU. I want to get my mechanical engineer degree there. And it's just more to work in the ag business and work on stuff like that and building stuff in that area of work.
But for now, Bickerstaff is learning all things plants.
It's like another class of doing what I love the most, growing things or working with my hands and just learning more about the environment and what's going on.
And for teachers like Reed, it's exciting when students have fun in class.
There's a smile that comes across the kid's face when they see a plant, when they see an animal, when you can talk to them about their previous knowledge. And so I really do like seeing the growth. I like seeing the smiles. I like seeing how kids interact. And, you know, it's a great place for kids to do something. We call it out of seat, out of place, where we get to go outside and do something rather than sit in the classroom and read the book the whole time.
And Scott says ag education only grows in importance as fewer and fewer people are brought up on the farm.
Agriculture education, like I say, a lot of things say now they're like three generations removed from the farm. And so it's just going to be so important as we try to talk about feeding a growing population, as we talk about trying to save natural resources. It's all going to come to these young people right here. The ones that are in agriculture education classes are going to be the ones that are probably solving those problems for the future.
And Bickerstaff knows those problems are as simple as knowing where our food comes from.
Less than 2% of the population feeds the population. That's a pretty small percentage. And lots of people don't know where that stuff comes from. And so it's absolutely, it's necessary in a child's life to know where things come from.